Believe me. 8 o'clock WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A two-alarm fire at an apartment building in Silver Spring last night may have started with someone smoking while wearing an oxygen mask. That's the word from Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer. Several families were displaced by the fire. One person was taken to the hospital. After Montgomery County passed term limits last year, people might now be looking to make even bigger changes to the county council. A meeting tonight will be looking into that.
Three members of the nine-person Montgomery County Council all live within a few blocks of each other in Tacoma Park.
The situation is likely not to continue.
Since around 40 people are running for four at-large seats, says Montgomery County Charter Review Commission Chairman Paul Bessel. But it still begs the question, is the council's composition flawed?
Should it be fewer at-large members or perhaps no at-large members, all district members?
His commission's examining that question in a meeting tonight in Rockville. The commission can only make recommendations.
The council has the final say in deciding what goes on the ballot.
Steve Burns on WMAL in WMAL.com.
Maryland's budget picture isn't as gloomy as experts had initially forecast. The state's top legislative analyst now says next fiscal year's budget shortfall, originally projected to be about $740 million, will be more like $250 million. Recent budget cuts have helped, he says, but so did overestimates of health care costs for state workers and a reduction in the Medicaid caseload. Some big plans are taking shape in Loudoun County for the area near the planned Gateway Metro Center.
There are nearly 300 acres up for grabs near the planned Loudoun Gateway Metro Station. The Washington Business Journal reports that a data center developer, QTS Realty Trust, is under contract for the site. Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer can't confirm, but says this.
Within that half mile, we're not going to see data centers, and we're going to see something much more vibrant, much more focused on jobs.
Meyer says data centers bring a lot of money to the county, but that this might not be the best fit right next to the metro. Instead,
the opportunities are endless, and we're seeing many exciting things explored.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, it's not clear how many NFL players will continue to kneel during the national anthem or for how much longer. But at least the players and the league owners are now talking about it.
At the end of their meeting, there was no change in the NFL's policy regarding its call for all players to stand. Colts safety Darius Butler said it was a cordial, non-confrontational meeting with each side listening to the other's points with open ears.
That's the most important thing when it comes to these issues, is perspective and respecting everyone's rights.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Northern California firefighters continue to make progress against the wildfires as the search for the missing continues. Cal Fire Director Ken Pimla.
Continue to work very hard with our local law enforcement and our local partners to adjudicate the remaining unaccounted for persons. Folks are working very hard combing through all the fires.
The fires have killed at least 41 people in California and have destroyed more than 6,000 homes. A Kentucky man is the latest to be arrested and charged with trying to jump a barrier outside the White House. The Secret Service says 36-year-old Curtis Combs was dressed as the Pokemon character Pikachu when he jumped over a concrete barrier yesterday morning. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,997, the Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports, the Caps lose to Toronto. The Wizards open the regular season at home tonight against Philadelphia. Baseball, the Dodgers are on the verge of going to the World Series after a Game 3 NLCS win over the Cubs, and the ALCS is now tied at two games apiece after a Yankees win over the Astros. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I would just like to take your temperature right now.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
This is a beautiful thing.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
Thank you for taking my call.
I got it.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
Extended due to popular demand, this Saturday from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants continues its fall festival with face paintings, pumpkin decorations, train rides, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we've hit a snag on the Georgetown Pike. So if you normally commit, say, coming inbound eastbound Georgetown Pike from Route 7, I'd stick with 7, even though you have some slowdowns. Looks like they're stopping traffic on the Georgetown Pike right near Walker Mill Road due to the crash. It's only one lane as you wiggle through there over toward Old Dominion Drive, so it's definitely complicated. Now, in from the west on the toll road through Herndon, Reston, slowing, and then jammed to try to get on into past the Beltway. We have two separate accidents, toll road near the Beltway, so it's definitely complicated the morning. Now about trying to recover 50 Arlington Boulevard, heading toward Fort Myer, the earlier crash. 50 near South Fillmore Street. Looks like that's cleared out of the travel lanes. At least some good news there. On the Virginia Beltway, outer loop at Eisenhower Avenue, still have the right half blocked with the crash. It slows us coming out of Springfield. On the outer loop of the Maryland Beltway, leaving Forestville and through Largo. Still some volume. And then the crash near 50, that had been cleared too. The shoulder, Maryland commuters, topside from College Park to Silver Spring slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure is going to result in dry weather today. Cool initially, then a sunny afternoon with a high reaching 71. Overnight clear of the low near 50. And some more sunshine on Thursday tomorrow with a high reaching 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Manassas, 38 in Germantown, 46 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. The Las Vegas security guard who was shot and wounded before the massacre tells all on Ellen. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer here in just a few minutes. Talk to us about the Trump administration, the turning back ISIS, and a whole lot more. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now is Ken Cuccinelli. He's with the Senate Conservatives Fund. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good to be with you guys again.
So glad to have you. I wanted to talk about the administration is really in a big tax reform push right now, really trying to get the word out to the American people about tax reform. But they have to do this budget resolution first. And we've got Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham fighting over defense spending levels in this budget resolution, with Rand Paul saying, you know what, unless we stay within our means, we can't go, we have to have cuts before we can spend more. He could scuttle this whole thing. Where do you think they're going to go with this if we've got this standoff between the two sides?
Well, certainly, given that we're 2 months out from the deadline on it, I think you can fully expect to see discussion go on. Rand Paul is one of the few people trying to hold some discipline to spending. I mean, look, let's remember, we're bankrupt. We're spending 40 cents more than every dollar we take in. So it is important that there be people on Capitol Hill that remind the rest of them that, you know, yes, we want to defend ourselves today, but we want our children to be able to defend themselves 20 years from now as well. And that's really what's at risk with overspending like we are. So I appreciate the fact that a Republican, a lot of them say, hey, we got to cut spending, doesn't take defense off the table. Now, I'm a whole Senate Conservatives Fund. Our membership wants a strong military and so forth, but we understand it's built on a solid economic foundation and responsible budgeting. And so I appreciate the fact that Rand Paul's carrying that banner. I fully expect that over the course of the next couple of months, you'll see some give and take on that. And I hope we'll get to more reasonable levels of spending, and that the whole notion of trying to work our way toward a balanced budget will begin to take hold. There hasn't been a whole lot of that over the last few years.
Ken, you and other conservatives last week called for Mitch McConnell's ouster as majority leader. I I wonder what you were thinking this week when you saw McConnell step out into the Rose Garden with the president and the two of them act so cordial towards one another. And it seemed like the president's pretty happy with McConnell right now. What do you think?
Well, look, the president does act that way when people are with him. But look, if tax cuts don't happen, you know, by the end of the year, and as you noted, they've also got a budget they've got to do, it is not beyond the realm of possibility that we could get to January 20th, 2019, 1 year into the Trump administration, without repealing Obamacare, without tax cuts being put in place, and without any significant movement on building the wall on the southern border. So that would be astonishing. I mean, we talk about the first 100 days. I mean, the Senate has barely worked 100 days so far in 2017. I mean, we're around the 290th day of the year. They've worked maybe 115 days. I mean, that is not working to the average American. And that the results show it.
If McConnell
There's
can get...
significant getting through.
Ken Cuccinelli, if McConnell can get those 50 votes this week to get the budget resolution passed, which becomes the vehicle for this tax reform, and actually get tax reform through, does that begin to change your opinion of Mitch McConnell, or are you still satisfied that it's time for him to go?
Well, no, look, this is not a 2017 problem with Mitch McConnell. 2017 has made it more obvious because Mitch McConnell has told us, oh, you know, just give us the Senate, just give us the House, just give us the presidency, and we'll do all these things we promised and that I have fought for the last number of years under President Obama. Well, now all those conditions are met, and he's not performing. I mean, they haven't even approved judges. They've approved six judges not named Gorsuch. And there are 50 awaiting approval. And when you add it, and this really gets to the heart of your question, when you add that to Mitch McConnell's year in and year out attacks on his own base, on conservatives in particular, you need look no farther than Alabama last month. It's been going on forever. The reason Lisa Murkowski is there is because Mitch McConnell supported her against a Republican nominee in 2010, Joe Miller. The reason they didn't have 50 votes on some of these items is because Mitch McConnell in 2016 did not support African-American Air Force veteran, outstanding Senate candidate in Colorado, Darrell Glenn, simply because he was conservative. And here's one for you. Have you ever seen Mitch McConnell fight a Democrat over anything as hard as he's fought conservatives over the years? The answer to that is no. He views conservatives as his enemies, and he views retaining his own power, not achieving Republican campaign promises, as his goal. And that alone is worth ousting him for, and it's long overdue.
Okay, but does that solve any of the Republicans' problems? Does that bring them together? Because I don't think it does, because then you've got the Rand Paul wing of the party.
It does start to bring them together when you think about the base itself. Look, Mitch McConnell has a 9% approval rating. The Democrats can now use him in elections against our candidates the same way we use Nancy Pelosi against them. And you're seeing it happen. Claire McCaskill is doing it in Missouri against Josh Hawley in that U.S. Senate race. Mm-hmm. And Mitch McConnell has become an albatross. He actually hurts the team. And when his fellow senator from Kentucky in 2009, then Senator Jim Bunning, was in a similar position, but only at the state level, Mitch McConnell went to him and said, look, for the sake of the team, you need to step aside. Well, Mitch McConnell needs to take Mitch McConnell's own advice. He is hurting the team, and he needs to step aside, Ken, or be ousted.
Ken, I wonder what you make of his response. So, Steve Bannon also joins you in calling for his ouster. And his reaction this week was, well, hey, look, Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, Sharon Angle in Nevada, Todd Akin in Missouri, Richard Murdoch in Indiana. These were all guys that kind of insurgent candidates who ended up being losers for the Republican Party. That's his response to this. How do you see that?
Well, first of all, not all of them were supported in their primaries by conservatives. I look at Todd Akin in particular. Christine O'Donnell was in Delaware, folks. Delaware. So what he didn't list is all of the mushy moderates we were told were more electable that then went on to lose. And he supports one of those after another. Darrell Glenn in 2016 defeated defeated Mitch McConnell's candidate, who absolutely publicly collapsed. And by that I mean in interviews on television, this guy was imploding. He was a dead man walking. And Daryl beat him and several self-funding millionaires at the same time because he had strong grassroots support. And while Mitch McConnell put $25 million into Nevada, the only other winnable state by Republicans in 2016, they put zero into Colorado, the second winnable state by a Republican. Both candidates lost by 3 points. So when Mitch McConnell says, well, gee, I just don't quite have the votes,
right,
it's because Mitch McConnell doesn't want the votes. And believe it or not, he doesn't want those votes, because if they might not support him in the caucus, he will not support them in the general election. We need a Senate leader who will support every Republican nominee once they get the nomination and stop playing in primaries.
Ken Cuccinelli, thank you so much as always. Look forward to chatting with you again soon, sir.
Good to be with you guys.
All right, 8:15. You too, 8:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, no change on the Virginia Beltway crash. If you're leaving Springfield heading toward the Wilson Bridge crash before you get to Eisenhower Avenue, still stay to those two far left lanes to get by. A lot going on at the scene of the crash here, and they needed an ambulance for an injury north out of Newington for those delays. So it's a little tough to get through there. On the Beltway, most of the way between Annandale on the Legion Bridge, stop and go at two separate incidents this morning. Should find lanes open. Trying to recover 50 Arlington Boulevard heading up toward Fort Myer. The crash, eastbound inbound 50 right near South Fillmore Street, the culprit of those delays. Heading in through town out of Chevrolet Riverdale, seeing delays off both 50 and the B-Dub onto DC 295, but currently it's just a lot of heavy rush hour that we try to get used to. On Maryland's 270 out of Germantown, that's where I see delays before 118 most of the way onto the 270 spur. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Let's see here. We got a sunny day today with a high of 71 degrees. Tonight it'll be clear, a low near 50. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Right now at Reagan National, it's 47, 817 on WMA.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
But we have done some job in the Middle East, and we've done a great job with ISIS in terms of getting rid of vast numbers. We have done more in terms of ISIS doing what we have to do. Doesn't sound very pleasant, but doing what we have to do. Yeah. We've done more in 9 months than the previous administration has done literally during the entire 8-year period.
And that was President Trump speaking with our very own Chris Plant yesterday
at
the White House Radio Row discussing ISIS. And here to flesh that out for us, to talk to us a little bit more about that, is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Tony, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Great to have you.
Hey, Mary, thanks for having me. Good to be on. Why are you guys talking about real news when you'd be talking about President Trump's new haircut or something, and something important like that?
Well, that's exactly...
Well, we did talk about Ivanka dyeing her hair blue a few minutes ago, so there's that. We're trying.
but that's exactly the question I want to ask you. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces claim to have full control over Raqqa, which is the Islamic State's capital.
Right.
And you would think that that would be this huge U.S. victory, would be on the front page of every newspaper, leading every single newscast. Why is no one discussing this?
Well, because it goes against the popular mainstream narrative, Mary, that, you know, President Trump is not competent. I've seen the John McCain issue. I was at Penn Station last night waiting to take the train back, and CNN back-to-back coverage of the feud between John McCain and the president. This morning, NBC is back on slamming him for saying something apparently not appropriate in some phone call with one of the members that was killed in Nigeria, which I don't believe is going to come out. I think it's going to come out. He said exactly what he said he did. It was very, very kind of polite. So it's everything to obfuscate success. And I think, as you said, the issue regarding Iraq and Syria and the serial defeat of ISIS rapidly should be on everybody's top 10 of what's being talked about right now.
Well, let's talk about it for another moment more. I want to, Raqqa, how important is this that the United States has reclaimed Raqqa and U.S.-backed forces?
Well, it's critical. This was the node. This is the place that all the evils was being perpetrated from. This is like the fall of Berlin, to put it in World War II terms. And frankly, let me run through why this is successful. And I'll say this, and the local audience knows that I've talked about this with you guys before. The Pentagon complained to me 2 years ago that they could not get the authority they needed to go after ISIS the way that they wanted to. And I got this from the very top. And the fact is, as soon as President Trump rolled in, he approved everything they needed to do to be victorious. So, Vince, you saw them shut down the back door in Turkey, where logistics and supplies were coming through. You saw the enhanced use of special operations forces, and frankly, to go after ISIS leadership, to make it personal. That's something Obama just was not willing to do. And then, you know, we had this issue with Central Command generating false good analysis on how good we were doing on this. James Clapper was part of this. A guy named Scott Barrier, the intelligence officer down there, was part of this. You know, they had to fire people to get that fixed. And then actually dropping bombs on ISIS. You know, back under President Obama, airplanes would go out on missions and come back with their bombs because they couldn't get authorization to launch. Well, I can tell you the authorization's being given anytime you need to drop a bomb on the bad guy. The bottom line, Vince, it's political will and leadership. Everything that President Trump has done could have been done by President Obama. President Obama made the choice not to do it.
He liberated these guys to prosecute this war. I want to ask you about what the press is focused on this morning, because I think it's unfair, and which is this Frederica Wilson, this congresswoman.
Yeah.
Right now we have a single account from her. She was riding in the car of a widow of one of the soldiers who was killed in Niger. This is cut 27A, Mike. I want you to play this. This is her account of what the president said to the widow. Listen to this.
What did he say?
Well, basically he said... Well, I guess he knew what he signed up for, but I guess it still hurts.
Tony Schaefer, when you hear that, what does that suggest to you that the president was saying to this widow?
I don't know what he said, but I'm pretty sure since I've spoken to the president before and I kind of understand what his thinking is, he probably said, your son signed up to do a very difficult mission. And he should be honored for that. So that somehow got translated into he signed up to be killed. This is where it drives me nuts. And I'm pretty sure, Vince, and I would be doing this if I were the president, I'd record every phone call because of this sort of nonsense. This is totally insane. But I'm sure the president said something along the lines, your husband volunteered to do this very difficult thing. And that gets translated into, to the nonsense you now see.
Yeah.
So this is something that we see across the board.
Well,
if there can be a bad thing inundated from something, it is.
This is a lightning speed distortion of something that we don't even have a ton of facts on. But I tend to believe that the president is probably thanking her for her husband's sacrifice, not blaming him for his death. And by the way, he tweeted out just an hour ago, Democrat congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action, and I have proof. Sad. Yeah. So we might hear more from the president on this. Tony Schaefer, thank you very much, as always, for joining
us
here. Thanks for having me.
All right, chat with you soon as he's like shuffling around the car or whatever he's doing. Thanks, Tony. 8:23 now on WML.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he'll buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that, $56,000 over list price. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News' Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now?
Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County, watch for the crash. A lot of activity in the intersection of Falls Road and the Wooten Parkway. So that puts it west, just off of 270. But I'm looking at delays each direction on Falls Road on 270. Boy, it's the slowdowns. We see this every rush hour. Now, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, you'll hit the slowdowns before 118. Off and on to the 270 spur. Also seeing those delays to get on to the Beltway before Old Georgetown Road as well through Bethesda. Recovering out of Kensington, if you didn't hear, we had an earlier crash southbound Connecticut Avenue at the Beltway. That's been gone for a while. On the top side from College Park to Silver Spring, boy, we're still bunched up for sure. Each direction in Landover, heavy volume. And Virginia Beltway, let's see. Nope, still no change. On the outer loop, leaving Springfield to the Wilson Bridge, delays now back out of Lorton. And that takes you to Eisenhower Avenue on the Beltway. Crash still blocks the right half of the Beltway. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with drug or alcohol problem? Well, get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, it's going to be a mild afternoon with sunshine and high climbing to 71 degrees. Clear to the evening with an overnight low dropping to 50. And sunny tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high of 74. Meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
At Ronald Reagan's airport, it's 47 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from five seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of October 16th. Weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more. car. Critics are calling Only the Brave a stunning tribute to true American heroes.
Cars making a run toward our hometown.
A masterpiece. Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, Jeff Bridges, and Jennifer Connelly.
We are in front of the flaming front!
Only the Brave, directed by Joseph Kaczynski. Rated PG-13. Friday.
Well, you heard Ken Cuccinelli call for McConnell's job. There's another U.S. congressman who wants him to step down if he can't protect the babies. We'll tell you what that means. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by The Big Screen Store. A Florida congresswoman is blasting President Trump for his choice of words in a phone call comforting the widow of a serviceman killed in the African nation of Niger. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson says Mr. Trump reportedly told the woman that her husband, quote, knew what he signed up for.
I didn't hear the whole phone call, but I did hear him say, I'm sure he knew what he was signing up for, but it still hurts.
Wilson says that's something you can say in a conversation, but you shouldn't say that to a grieving widow. One person was injured, several families displaced in a two-alarm fire in Silver Spring at an apartment building last night. Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says the fire apparently started on the first floor of the four-story building when someone with an oxygen mask and tank was smoking. Boston Celtics star Gordon Hayward sustained a gruesome-looking injury last night in his first game with the team. The call on TNT.
Oh, my goodness. Hayward came down so hard. Okay. Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
Hayward only fell awkwardly after colliding with Cleveland Cavs star LeBron James. NFL owners and players are talking about the controversial kneeling some players do during the national anthem.
They say they're doing it to raise awareness about racial inequalities. Jed York owns the San Francisco 49ers.
The more you sit down with our players and hear what they're about, what they are fighting for, it's really, really hard to disagree with them.
The league's current policy doesn't force players to stand during the anthem. Officials say there's no plan to change it. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,997, the NASDAQ at 66,24. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Yankees tie the ALCS at 2 apiece with a win over Houston. NLCS, it could be all over tonight as the Dodgers now own a 3-game-to-none lead over the Cubs. Hockey, the Caps lose. NBA, the Wizards host Philadelphia tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities. And you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips.
And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still a lot of problems in addition to the heavy rush hour. Let's go Great Falls, where crews have been dealing with the crash on the Georgetown Pike coming inbound eastbound between Walker Mill and Old Dominion Drive. Now, they had the eastbound lane stopped. They were trying to alternate using that westbound side, but very slow just as you come off of Route 7. Watch for the brake lights ahead. Now, for Route 7, you'll pick up the bailout traffic, but lanes are reported open. On the Greenway, onto the toll road, a little bit of stop and go through Herndon and Reston. Still bogged down as you approach the exit to get onto the Beltway. Beltway slows most of the way through Annandale to the Legion Bridge. Now, slight change on the Virginia Beltway heading toward the Wilson Bridge on the outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue. It's now just one right lane blocked at the scene of the crash, but man, big delays off of 95. This extensive northbound slowdown out of Lorton goes to each loop of the Beltway. For Maryland on 270, it's been about the heavy delay, Germantown to the Beltway, and Falls Road just off of 270 at Wooten Parkway in the intersection. Watch for police to direct you through the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, it's going to be a mild afternoon with sunshine and high climbing to 71 degrees. Clear to the evening with an overnight low dropping to 50. And sunny tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Herndon, 39 in Frederick, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Vince Cowan is alongside Mary Walter here on Mornings on the Mall. I want to talk to you a little bit about an interview that I did with Congressman Trent Franks, live now on The Daily Caller at dailycaller.com. And the reason I want to mention it is because it's so important for us to reflect on the state of the Senate and the filibuster specifically. The President of the United States has over and over called for Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, to change the rules in the Senate so that they can just have a simple majority vote on legislation. Right now, the current rules in the Senate are that you have to have at least 60 votes to get legislation to even come up for a vote. Nevertheless, the 60 votes that you would need to get it through, now once it gets a floor vote, you know, because, you know, you can actually traditionally filibuster it there by a speaking filibuster. But it's this silent filibuster, the one that keeps legislation from even getting to the floor, that's presenting a huge roadblock to so much Senate legislation, and the president wants to change it. Now, I spoke with Congressman Trent Franks last week about this, and the reason this is coming up is because he just recently got the, on October 3rd, the House to pass his Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Here's Congressman Franks explaining what that bill is.
What is the bill?
The bill says that we're going to protect unborn children once they've reached the beginning of the sixth month, because that's clearly at a time when there's no real medical authority that would say that they don't feel pain, that they do indeed feel pain at that age. Mm-hmm. So that's why we call it the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And we've also sort of nicknamed it Micah's Law.
Yes.
Because it was named after a little boy that was with us in the press conference that had been born at 20 weeks past conception. And he's just doing great. I mean, he's 5 years old now, and he's just doing fantastic.
So a baby born at the five-month point, 20 weeks, Micah. And by the way, thanks to modern medicine, more and more of these children who are born, who have to be born at that time frame, are starting to survive. You should see, I had one of the little diapers that they put on these babies. It's the size of a Band-Aid. It's a small little bandage, basically, that they make these little tiny diapers for these babies. So his concern now is that it won't clear the Senate. He's gotten this bill through the House before in prior sessions of Congress, but he's done it. But now he's done it again, and his concern, despite the fact that all these senators, to include Mitch McConnell, signal that they support the bill, is that it'll never get a floor vote because the filibuster is going to keep it from happening. So he wants to change the filibuster rules in the Senate. He says the filibuster not only gives the minority power, in this case the Democrats, it also lets the Republicans avoid controversial votes. That by having a filibuster, Senate Republicans in this case love it. They don't have to take tough votes on anything that people disagree on, and they never have to account for those votes when they go up for re-election. So I asked him, you know, what do you make of the criticism that if you change the filibuster rules, then you're just going to empower the Democrats in the future? Here's his answer.
What do you make of the criticism regarding the filibuster that if you change the rules, the future is going to hold a Democratic majority at some point potentially in the Senate, and then they'll have the same exact rules now?
I think that's the best question of the day, and if you forget everything else I say, please remember this. The Democrats have made it clear that they're going to change the rule when they get in power. They made that absolutely crystal clear. And to say that somehow now they're going to have an epiphany of conscience once they gain power is just crazy. So the question is not, will it change? The question is, will people under a unified Republican government see or catch a glimpse of even Republican policy before that happens?
So should Mitch McConnell's job ride on whether or not they get rid of the filibuster and get this vote on this abortion ban?
Should the majority leader's job ride on that question?
The majority leader should do this. And if for whatever reason, and I say this with deference and respect, because I've always respected Senator McConnell, I think in his heart and core, he is clearly pro-life. He's demonstrated that over the years. But now, there's a bill before him to protect thousands of pain-capable, helpless little victims that die in this country every year. And he's the leader of the United States Senate. And all we want is a fair vote. All we want them is to have a little chance. That's all we're asking. And he should do that, whatever it takes, or he should find something else to do because he's lost his way otherwise.
You can hear him getting choked up at the end there. Do you know that the United States is just one of seven countries that allows elective abortions after 20 weeks? One of seven countries on the entire planet. Do you know who's in that list? North Korea and China. That's a heck of a list to be on.
Well, it's funny that the people, the same group of people that oppose this ban are the same people who keep lecturing us that we should be more like the rest of the world when it comes to healthcare. So they want us to be more like the rest of the world in some aspects, but not in others. So it's very, I don't know, hypocritical is the word that comes to mind.
It often comes up in this town.
A tiny bit. Very quickly, there was a protest yesterday in Bethesda. More than 100 pro-life activists rallied outside an abortion clinic that opened its doors this week in Bethesda. Dr. Leroy Carhart had begun performing abortions through all 9 months of pregnancy at a clinic in Germantown in late 2010. Whoa. And he had been practicing in Nevada as well. So there were two, Nevada and in Maryland. And Nevada enacted this 20-week rule, this law, where you couldn't do it past 20 weeks anymore. So he wasn't doing it there. So where he was in Germantown, a pro-life organization, the Maryland Coalition for Life, raised enough money to buy the property this fall, and they forced him out of the building. So he has now moved to a building in Bethesda. And so he was being protested yesterday by about 100 pro-life protesters.
All right. Thanks for that. And if you want to see that interview, again, it's on dailycaller.com, 843 on WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Montgomery County crew still with the crash at Falls Road. This will be west and off of 270 Falls Road at Wooten Parkway. On 270, looking much better through Urbana and Hyattstown. Those delays have cleared. So it's once you get down to Germantown, 118, stop and go still down onto the spur. Top side of the Beltway and through Silver Spring, we still have that normal for this time of the morning. Stop and go there too. Southeast Southwest Freeway, we're now bunched up each direction. Getting into Arlington on 50 Arlington Boulevard, had the earlier crash near South Fillmore Street. That's been cleared. We're just trying to recover on the Virginia Beltway. Now, we have a slight change still, but with the crash on the outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue, it's confined now to just one right lane blocked, but still with intense delays heading out of Lorton as a result to try to get up onto each loop of the Beltway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure is going to result in dry weather today. Cool initially, then a sunny afternoon with a high reaching 71. Overnight clear of the low near 50, and some more sunshine on Thursday tomorrow with a high reaching 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital. Let's see. Oh, it's 47 degrees. 8:46 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log & Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
Got to end the story on some parenting. I got to end the hour on some parenting stories here. Let's go to Florida, because hashtag Florida is always a lot of fun. Those stories are awesome. A Florida woman is charged with killing her 9-year-old cousin. Now, she is 64. Her cousin is 9. She is arrested and charged with homicide and cruelty towards a child. Paramedics and deputies responded to the family's home in Pensacola after a 911 call because apparently Derica Lindsay, or Derica Lindsay, depending on how you say it, this 9-year-old niece was out of control. She was called to the house to help discipline this 9-year-old girl. So apparently she hit the girl with a ruler and a metal pipe before the child ran to an armchair.
What?
So she sat on the little girl. Well, so here's the thing. She weighs 325 pounds. And she was sitting on this little girl for about 10 minutes before the little girl started to complain that she couldn't breathe. According to the two adults who were there, Grace Jones Smith and James Edmund Smith, said, she said she couldn't breathe, so Derica stayed on the chair for about 2 more minutes before she got up. And when she got up, the child was not breathing. They performed CPR and called 911.
Derica wasn't breathing. You have this woman, Veronica Green Posey, a 64-year-old, 325-pound woman, thought that that was appropriate.
Yeah.
To sit on the kid, on the 9-year-old.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get her to stop running around. Another mother, a 19-year-old in Ohio, on January 1st, live streamed video of her trying to get her child to stop running around, 2-year-old toddler, who would not stop running around, and she was trying to get things done. So she taped him to the wall. And
taped
she posted
him to the wall?
Yeah, with tape over his mouth, and he's hysterical, crying, and upset. And she Facebook Live did her post the video online. And an anonymous tipster supplied a copy of the video to a local TV station. The TV station contacted the police. In the video, it can be heard telling the boy, "You got the best mommy in the whole world. Don't make me put more tape up there. Now sit still. You can see the TV from right there." And then to the camera, she says, "You can't clean without them running around, tearing up. Tape them to the wall. You can't cook or none of that because they're running around. Tape them to the wall." So she clearly thought this was humorous and I guess didn't think it was child abuse or anything along those lines, that it was, ha-ha, look what I did. I taped my kid to the wall. I'm going to go viral. Isn't this funny?
Yeah. This is unfortunate. I mean, this is what people do. They think that they have like a viral moment and then they're doing something that is completely insane We've seen, how many times have we seen actually parents using their kids in this way? And like, remember
right
that family?
Here in Maryland, right here.
Remember that family that was accused, that found guilty of child abuse for all those videos that they made with their kids? By the way, taping somebody to a wall, only cool when it's like your high school principal and you're doing it for a fundraiser.
Or your brother.
Or your brother. Yeah, you can tape, but it has to be like a teenage brother. If it's your teenage brother and you tape him to the wall, that's flat out hilarious. You should tape it and you should put it up on YouTube. But if it's like a young kid and you're just like, oh, look at me being a great parent, I taped my child to the wall. You're a crazy person.
Yeah, Shayla Rudolph, 19, is going to be sentenced December 1st. She could receive probation rather than prison. The judge will review pre-sentencing investigation report. She had been indicted on more serious charges of child endangering and abduction. She admitted to a lesser felony as part of a plea deal on the day that her case was scheduled for trial. She is free on bond, and she did not speak during her hearing this week. Her lawyer probably said, you've done enough damage by speaking. Not to speak anymore.
Put some of this tape right over your mouth, actually. Let's just right. Yeah. Shut up.
She's also on the tape threatening her son to sit still or she was going to get more tape.
That's the way to treat your two-year-old.
See, if your kid were laughing during this and this was ha-ha, thinking it was funny, that's one thing. This was not funny at all.
It's gross. 8:51 here on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Why do teens take risks? Well, the answer might surprise you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The conventional wisdom is that teens sometimes don't make the best decisions because their brains aren't fully developed. But a new study says much of what looks like adolescent impulsivity is behavior that is often guided by the desire to learn about the world. Researchers at UPenn say teens have a heightened attraction to novel and exciting experiences known as sensation seeking, which peaks during adolescence. Yes, they're going to make some mistakes along the way, but they're mostly just exploring. The teens you need to worry about aren't the ones who take risks, but the ones with impulse control issues. Remember, what makes them an adult isn't just their age, but their life experiences. Your son or daughter's teenage years are the perfect time to get those, and chances are they're going to be just fine. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
It's like Shark Tank in the great outdoors. Tonight on an all-new Adventure Capitalist.
Today, I'm asking for $1 million.
Thrill-seeking investors. Put products to the test.
I think it has a lot of potential.
Go big or go home.
So you're saying it's that much better?
Yes.
It's 10 times better. Yes. We'll be the judge of that.
Adventure Capitalist, all new tonight at 10.
Wait, can I just take a second? I beat all of you.
Yeah, you did.
CNBC, get yours.
When my mom had her health crisis, I learned how important it is to have accessible medical records. That sparked my passion for health informatics. UMUC's program is one of the few accredited by a leading health informatics commission.
Give your career a healthy boost at University of Maryland University College. We offer more than 90 degrees, certificates, and specializations, many in high-demand fields like health informatics administration, nursing for registered nurses, gerontology and aging services, psychology, and more. Learn the skills you can apply right away from a respected public state university with scholarships and financing options for those who qualify and no GRE or GMAT required.
Now I'm teaching nurses and doctors to keep medical records safe.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options and save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Well, this is the time where I wish we could get rid of the entire rush hour, but we still have some problems on the Virginia Beltway as you leave Springfield. In fact, as you leave Lorton and Newington, still watch for heavy delays to each loop of the Beltway. Better news is we finally have all lanes reopened. Outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue literally just happened a few seconds ago. On the inner loop, still through Annandale and over toward Tyson's and the Legion Bridge below speed. We're on delays on the George Washington Parkway, southbound down toward the Key Bridge, northbound up to the exit for Spout Run with a report of a crash. That's why northbound GW Parkway is so heavy. 270, we're still in the thick of it, coming through Germantown to the Beltway. Suffering from knee or back pain, call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, it will be a sunny afternoon with a high of 71 and clear tonight with a low near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding. Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your MLife Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
right, we'll keep watching this burgeoning scandal as the media goes ham on President Trump's decision to call family members. Unbelievable.
And more about this Russia thing, Russia collusion. This Russia collusion thing that we keep hearing about.
And here's the Chris Plant phenomenon. Have you seen the media coverage of this interview? You'd think a vice presidential interview is great, and then all of a sudden Chris Plant comes along and does a presidential. Congratulations, Chris.
Yeah, way to go.
I've been invited to be on the Ellen Show. Just kidding, not really. But did you see that the amazing vanishing security guard from Las Vegas? Apparently it's the greatest booking victory of modern times. Ellen DeGeneres got it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630.